as a freelancer, I had a challenge for myself. I could do certain projects till certain extent, and I had limited hours in my hand. After getting few projects in the beginning, I was very happy because I could do projects, get some money, and work on the things I really like and accept the things which I would really like to build. So that was a very pro or positive side to the experience. But at certain point, after doing that for a bit, I realized that there is a very limited scope in this particular thing. Either I could start charging more for the same thing, or I have to multiply myself. And that was the dilemma. And here in this episode, we are going to talk about how delegation can help you scale your own journey. That's pretty much it. Let's go.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So as I said, we have limited number of hours. Either we can burn ourselves doing more than 20 hours a day, which is illogical, can't sustain that way. Or you basically switch back to the employment so that you could climb something. So that is also a dilemma, because we are always into the methodology or thinking that you need to climb something. I think it comes from the corporate more, that you do something, then you get a promotion, then you do that, you get promoted, and there is a kind of certain path in that. But when you're a freelancer, who is promoting you? What is going to happen next? How do you level up? And that was also another mental struggle in this particular situation. So then I came across a couple of videos. I've also talked about this previously on Dailish Pod, but delegation was the beautiful thing which could happen to me, and delegation actually unlocked one of the amazing collaborations which I could have with some of the greatest people on the planet. I couldn't do it, or I can't reach them all, but some or few I can definitely touch, and we can work together. So as I started to think in that particular direction, delegation is basically you do a project and then you take part of those projects and work with some other people. So that actually naturally happens when you are in a corporate or an agency where you have teams, so the work gets delegated. But when you are a freelancer, it gets a bit tough, because then you're kind of building the whole ideology of freelancer builds that on the foundation that you will do it by yourself. But when you think about the delegation aspect, there, then you can start thinking about multiple possibilities. You could expand yourself. And one thing I made sure that I stick to what I like, because there I could build some interesting things. And it also doesn't mean I'm very limited to what I could do, but really focusing on the things which drive me while I build. So there is the whole experience. Because if I'm taking limited projects a year, I make sure it's fun for me, also fun for the clients and for the people I work with. So that's how I got into the delegation method. And now whenever there is a project, I reach out to very interesting people who are really good at their craftsmanship, their work, their skill set. I ask them if they could support me on the particular project, and I make a small team with them and I start building projects. That way I get to do what I do, what I like to do. I get to work with amazing people from the client side as well as from the partner side. So that is a beautiful way of scaling, because now I could expand not the number of projects, because that is a very limited approach, that you can do multiple projects now. That is, as much as that is true, I treat it as expanding the quality of the project, expanding the horizon in which I could already do projects in. So now I'm expanding that and basically broadening the scope. And that way I'm able to scale my own solo entrepreneurship or my entrepreneurship practice or my creative entrepreneurship. And that has been really, really helpful for me to do. So basically, if you are also struggling to do that, if you have somebody, some of your friend who got out of a job and wants to build something of his own and has been struggling for a while, struggling to put together his creative project or a creative entrepreneurship, maybe it will be a good idea to share this particular episode with them. And that way they can also start seeing it in a different light. With that said, I think we're done from today's episode, or done for today's episode. I hope you had some sort of value out of it. And I just want to give shout out to all the people I have collaborated till now out through different projects. And it has been a really kick-ass and amazing journey doing that. And I am very touched and honored to be able to work with you. And I could work with you because I opened the doors for myself and did not take everything to myself. So that's the art, or that's the beauty of delegation. Thank you for joining.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.